الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين وكفى والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن سن سنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولما دخلوا على يوسف آوى إلي أخاه قال إني أنا أخوك فلا تبتئس بما كانوا يعملون. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So today inshallah I'll try to finish the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. I'll try my best to finish it tonight. So I was telling you about the fact that the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when they came back to Egypt and they came with Binyamin this time, and Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam very hesitantly gave them permission. But before he gave them permission to take Binyamin to Egypt, he took a pledge from his 10 sons that they are going to protect Binyamin and they are going to bring him back. And one of the things that Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, as I was mentioning to you last night, that he said that I fear bad eye on you. So you 11 brothers should not enter into Egypt together, but you should disperse and you should enter into Egypt individually, not collectively. And he reasoned that I fear evil eye on you. So I mentioned to you that Rasulullah has taught us the dua, and some brothers were asking me about this dua. So inshallah we'll put this dua on our website if you like to learn it. So inshallah by tomorrow you can go on our website icorlando.org, and inshallah this dua would be there. So you can memorize this dua, and most importantly read this dua over yourself and your family members. So coming back to the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when these brothers entered into the palace, now they came again asking for food, and they brought money with them again. Now this time when they entered, they had Binyamin. So they said to Yusuf alayhi salam that, look, we promised to you that we are going to bring our 11th brother. Here he is. So please give him his share of food and give us our share again. So Yusuf alayhi salam saw Binyamin, his real brother, after 40 plus years. But once he saw him, Quran says, عَرَفَهُمْ, he instantly recognized that he is Binyamin. Now my brother, imagine if you had seen your sibling some 40 years ago, when he was maybe 2-3 years old. And now you are seeing your brother or sister after 40 years. How is it that you will be able to recognize? You know, but Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam recognized because these brothers told him that, well, he is Binyamin. So when brothers told him, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam recognized Binyamin right away, and he took Binyamin away from them in another separate room, and he had a meeting with him. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam told Binyamin that I am Yusuf. So Binyamin was stunned. You are my elder brother Yusuf, and you are the king. Didn't my brothers throw you in that well? So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, no, this is me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works in his mysterious ways. Allah protected me in that well, brought me to Egypt, and now I'm literally ruling over Egypt. So, but Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam told Binyamin that I will play a trick now. You have to just be quiet. You see what I'm going to do. He said, the reason is that I don't want you to go back to Palestine. I want my brothers to learn a lesson. Plus, I want my brothers to come back to Egypt and bring our parents again. Parents as well. So what Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam did was that he started thinking, how can he withhold Binyamin from going back to Palestine? So what he did was, he told his soldiers, he said, you know what, take a bowl. And this bowl was a very expensive bowl from the palace of Yusuf. He said, you know, this expensive bowl, go and secretly put this bowl in the luggage of Binyamin. So when the brothers would be preparing to leave back to Palestine, you know, I will say that hold on, this expensive bowl is missing, right? And then I will say that nobody can leave, everybody has to be searched. And when Binyamin would be searched, his luggage would be searched, this bowl will be found in his luggage. So now I will tell his brothers that Binyamin, you know, he did this act or whatever, I don't know, but the bowl was found in his luggage. So you brothers can leave, but Binyamin cannot. And he said that brothers will leave. Once they leave, that's it. Now you will live with me for the rest of your life. So the soldiers did the same thing. Now when the brothers were ready to leave back to Palestine, right? Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, hold on, stop the caravan. One bowl is missing, this expensive one. So all the doors were locked. And then Yusuf said, okay, search that luggage. One after another, everybody's luggage was searched. All 10 of them. When the turn of Binyamin came, when they opened his luggage, the bowl was there. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, well, he cannot leave. You 10 can go back. He cannot leave. Now these 10 brothers, you know, they were nervous. They said, how can we go back to Palestine without our brother? Last time our dad trusted with us was some 40 years ago. And they lost Yusuf. Now he was hesitant to send Binyamin with us. But now the king is saying that he cannot go because he did this. So what these brothers said, قَالُوا إِن يَسْرِقْ فَقَدْ سَرَقَ أَخُلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ. They said to Yusuf that if he committed this theft, they are talking about Binyamin, if he committed this theft, it is not something new to us. He had an elder brother, his name was Yusuf, he was a wicked guy as well. So Quran said, فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفْ. Yusuf alayhi salatu smiled at this sentence. Walam yubdiha lahum. But he made sure that these people do not notice his smile. But in his heart he said, Qala antum sharrum makana. He said in his heart that you 10 brothers, you are evil. Wallahu a'lam ma tasifun. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, well, you can go, but according to the law of this country, you know, he cannot go till his name is cleared. So now these brothers started becoming nervous and they said to Yusuf that, look, inna li aban shaykhan kabira. Look, try to understand. We have our father in Canaan, in Palestine. He's an old man. Now they're saying this to Yusuf. He is an old man. So, and you know, we gave our word to him. that we are going to bring Binyamin back. If you will hold him, you know, it is not good for us and it is not good for our father. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, so what do you suggest? So these 10 brothers said that, you know, we are 10. Let Binyamin go and pick anyone among us to stay. So Yusuf alayhi salatu said, no, this is no justice. Right? That person who had done the wrong, he is going to be held, not somebody else. So he said, no, you go. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ أَن نَأْخُذَ. He said, I take refuge with Allah. How can I withhold anyone among you? No, he did it, so he has to stay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كَذَلِكَ كِدْنَا لِيُوسُفِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran that I made this plan for Yusuf so that Yusuf can withhold his brother Binyamin. So when these 10 brothers were convinced that Binyamin will not be given permission to leave, so they left the palace, but they were not ready to go back home. So Quran says, Falamma khalasu minhu najiyya. These brothers got together at some place in Egypt, and the eldest brother among those 10 was saying that I'm not going to go back to Philistine. I don't have the heart to face my dad. And he said that, you know what, if you want to go, you 9 can go. Because dad would be really mad at us. You know, you go. And then he said, I'll make dua to Allah that may Allah open some ways for us. So these 9 brothers said, well, we have to face our dad. If you want to stay back, you stay back, we are going. So these 9 brothers went to Yaqub. So when they narrated this story to Yaqub, Quran says, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam instantly said, قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّرَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. He said, this is another story that you have fabricated. You must have killed Binyamin. Now these 9 brothers said, no, this time we did not kill. This time we did not kill nothing. You know, believe us. But Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيل. He said, just leave me alone. All of you go. He said, just leave me alone. I don't want to talk. Just go. So they left, and Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam started crying. Now his old wounds, you know, became fresh again. Quran said, وَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَى عَلَىٰ يُوسُفَ. Now remember, he had just lost Binyamin. But when his brothers left him, his sons left him, he says, Ya Asafa ala Yusuf, I miss my son Yusuf. So after 40 some years, he's still thinking about Yusuf. Wabjadat aynahum il huzn. And out of pain, the pain that he had for losing Yusuf, you know, he started crying again. Wahuwa kazim. You know, he was crying and crying and crying. So these brothers came back and they said, Dad, taftau tadhkur Yusufa hatta takuna haradan aw takuna min al-halikin. Dad, for all these 40 some years we just see you crying over Yusuf. Are you going to kill yourself over Yusuf? So these brothers were surprised that after 40 years our dad Yaqub has not given up hope. He is still hoping that one day he will be united with Yusuf. Now these brothers were thinking, how is that possible when we ourselves have thrown him in that well some 40 years ago? So Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam said to his sons, and this brothers, what you and I, everybody needs to learn from this story, one of the very important lesson. He said, Ya bani yadhhab, ya bani yadhhabu, fatahassasu min Yusufa wa aqihi wa la tayasu min rawhillah. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Yaqub alayhi salatu said that, oh my children, go and search for Yusuf. Now Yaqub knew that at least Binyamin is in Egypt. But he would start thinking about Yusuf again. He said, no, go and look for Yusuf, find him somewhere. My heart is saying that he's there somewhere. And then he said, La tayasu min rauhillah. Now this is what Yaqub is saying to his son. That, oh my dear son, remember, never lose hope upon the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never lose hope upon the mercy of Allah. Innahu la yasu min rauhillahi illa al-qawmul kafirun. Only kafirun, non-believers, give up hope on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But believers never give up hope. Till the very last breath, they have hope upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is, brother, a very, very, very important lesson from Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. That we need to have hope upon the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what. Now these 10 brothers were told by, 9 brothers were told by Yaqub to go back. Now remember, the eldest brother is still in Egypt. So they thought what to do. Now their food was running out as well. Few months passed by. They said that, you know what, Binyamin is in Egypt. Our dad is forcing us to go again in search of Yusuf. Plus the food is running out fast. So we do not know where to go and look for Yusuf. So they said, you know what, this king, you know, he is a very kind person. So first go and get some food from him again. So they came back. Now my dear brothers and sisters, when these brothers came back to Yusuf, they narrated their hardships. They talked about Yusuf, that our dad has turned blind. So Yusuf said, why? What happened to your dad? They said that, well, we had an elder brother, Yusuf. We lost him, and my dad loved him so much that every day, no day had passed by in the last 40 some years that he had not talked about him, and he cries over him, and due to excessive crying over 40 some years, he had lost his eyesight. So they narrated the condition of Yaqub alayhi salam to Yusuf. Now Yusuf's heart was moved. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave permission to Yusuf that to disclose the secret now. So his 10 brothers are in front of him, and Binyamin is there as well. So all 11 of them. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, after hearing the condition of Yaqub, was so moved, he turned to his 10 brothers. He said, Qalu, this Quran, Qalu a innaka la, he qala hal alimtum ma fa'altum bi Yusuf wa akhi idhan tum jahilun. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam said, now tell me, what did you do to Yusuf? Tell me. So they said that, how do you know his name, and why are you asking us this? So Yusuf said, he did not say that, he just stared at them. Deep stare. These 10 brothers looked at Yusuf and they said, Qalu innaka la anta Yusuf. They said, you know, what do you mean to say? Are you Yusuf? But they were shocked. He is the king. So they Qalu innaka la anta Yusuf. Are you Yusuf? So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam turned. He said, Qala ana Yusuf. He said, yes, I'm Yusuf. And this brother, wahada akhi, my brother Binyamin, it was I who plotted that scheme, and I withheld him. Then Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had a long conversation with his brother. Now these brothers were ashamed. First of all, they could not believe, but then they were ashamed. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was a Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Brother, he turned to his brothers and he said, oh my brothers, remember two things. And brother, this is the gist of the story. If you read these books of Tafsir, or from Ibn Kathir to Mufti Shafi Sahib, everybody had written that the main lesson of Surah Yusuf is what Yusuf said in this ayah. This is what Allah wants to teach you and me. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said to his brothers that, innahu man yattaqi wa yathbir fa inna Allah la yudhi'u ajral muhsinin. He said to his brothers that, oh my dear brothers, understand that if you exercise taqwa, and you have sabr, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always protect you. If you have taqwa and you do sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always be with you. Always be with you. Sabr and taqwa. And here, brother, sabr means sabr upon following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sabr from committing sins. That is sabr. In Urdu, sometimes sabr means doing nothing. No. The Quranic sabr means that you keep on following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability, even if the tide is against you. And while doing so, you are trying your best to keep yourself away from sins as much as possible. That is sabr. So have sabr and have taqwa. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let your efforts go waste. Allah will protect you. So when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam taught this lesson to his brothers, you know, now remember, these brothers were also from the family of Nabis. The dad is a Nabi, the grandfather is a and then grandfather is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So they understood what Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was saying, and they felt ashamed to Yusuf. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, like every Nabi, is the most noble person. He said, no, there is no need to feel ashamed now. You learned a lesson, it's good. And then he said, لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ, I'm not going to take any revenge from you. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ, not only that I'm not going to take any revenge from you, but I'm going to make dua for maghfirat for you. Then may Allah forgive you. So on one hand, I'm not going to take any revenge, plus I'm going to make dua, special dua for you, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive. Brother, this is the akhlaq of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. This is exactly what Rasulullah did when Rasulullah entered into Makkah. At the time of Fath Makkah, Rasulullah in fact was reading this ayah. And when the mushrikeen of Makkah were so fearful that today Rasulullah sallam is coming as the victorious man, he is going to take revenge. So Rasulullah sallam was sitting on a camel, and out of his tawadu and humbleness, Rasulullah sallam chest was down, and Rasulullah sallam was saying to people that I am going to say what my brother Yusuf said. And then Rasulullah read this ayah which I read to you just now. لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. No, there is no revenge. And Rasulullah said, I am forgiving all of you. So all the people of Makkah were forgiven. This is the sunnah of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So brother, we need to do the same. To do not take revenge, forgive. And not only forgive, but make dua for those who had done wrong to you. Now these brothers are there. They learned a lesson. They are ashamed. Now their relationship with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is not good and healthy. Now Yaqub alayhi salam and his wife are still in Palestine. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was thinking about his father. He said, you know, just now you people told me that our dad had lost his eyesight. So Yusuf alayhi salam was wearing the shirt, so he took his shirt off. Now this is the mu'jiza or miracle of Nabi. He took his shirt off, he put another shirt on, but the shirt that he was wearing, after taking it off, he gave it to one of his brothers. He said, only you alone go to Palestine and take this shirt, and when you reach home, rub this shirt on the face of our dad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring his eyesight back. Now that is mu'jiza, like the mu'jiza of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Now what happened was, as this brother started his journey to a Palestine, Mufassirin have said that it was 280 miles away. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam said, Inni la'ajidu riha Yusuf. He said to his family member that I smell Yusuf. I smell the fragrance of Yusuf. And then he quickly said, "Laula antufannidun." I know you people are going to laugh at me, saying that I have grown old, you know, and you know my mind is not working. But I'm telling you, I can smell Yusuf. So his family member said, "Innaka lafi dalalikal qadim." You know, you are really an old man now. Falamma anja al Bashir. When this man came with the shirt, he rubbed that shirt on Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam's face, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave his eyesight back. That is the mu'jiza. When he got his eyesight, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam now could see after so many years. He turned to his family member, he said, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ, had I not been telling you, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given me knowledge which Allah has not given to you. And I was telling you that Yusuf is alive. So now, this Bashir that came, this person that came, he said, you know what, Yusuf is, he narrated the whole story to Yaqub, and he said that now Yusuf wants you to come and live with him in the palace in Egypt. So now Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, along with his wife, they traveled to Egypt. Now this is the end of the story, but my dear brother and sister, the last three ayahs are so important that Allah said, فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَىٰ يُوسُفَ آوَىٰ إِلَيْهِ أَبَوَيْهِ وَقَالَتْ خُلُوا مِصْرَ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنِينَ. That when Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam came, and some other family members also, they came to Misr, they enter into Egypt with great honor and dignity now. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam received his dad, and after 40 some years he was able to see his dad and mom. So you can imagine the celebration there. So when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam welcomed his parents and settled them in his palace along with his brothers, all 11 of them. So 11 brothers, father and the mother, right? So one day Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is sitting, right? Yaqub alayhi salam, his dad, his mom and 11 brothers come and they did sajda to him. Now this sajda, brothers, was jais, was permissible in previous sharia. That sajda was not the sajda of ibadat, right? That is called sajda of ta'zeem. They did this sajda to show that thankfulness to Yusuf. So Yusuf stood up and he said, "Dad, now after 40 some years, the ta'abir of my dream that I saw when I was 5-6 years old, that ta'abir has come true now. The sham, remember his dream? He saw 11 stars, the sun and the moon making sajda to him. So now his 11 brothers, dad and mom, are doing sajda of ta'azim to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. I would like to make a quick note here, brother. This sajda of ta'zeem is haram up in the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So do not do sajda to anybody but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, brother. But quickly, brothers, one point more that we need to learn is that after this phase was over and everybody has settled down, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam started narrating his stories, the story of 40 years, to his family members. But Quran says that he did not mention any hardship that he had to face. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam talked only about good times. He said, وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِسْجِنٍ. My Rabb has been so gracious, so merciful to me throughout these 40 years that he took me out from the prison and I became a free man. So he is not talking about being thrown in the prison, but he's talking about the ni'am, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِنَ الْبَدْوِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala united us again. He's not talking about those 40 some years that they lived in hijrat, you know, not talking about that. And he said, and then he's not blaming his brothers at all. He said, مِن بَعْدِ أَن نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنِ إِخْوَتِي. It was shaitan who put this rift between us, between brothers. But inna Rabbi latiful lima yasha. But my Rabb is so gracious, so merciful that He united us again. And then he said, he made this dua, that Rabbi qad ataytani min al-mulk. Yusuf alayhi salam said, oh my Rabb. Now he's turning his attention to Allah. He said, oh my Rabb, you had given me everything. You gave me nubuwwat, you made me a king. So tawaffani muslima. Oh Allah, I make sure that I die as a Muslim. My dear brothers and sisters, Nabi is saying that, oh Allah, please make sure that I die as a Muslim. Nabis are so concerned about their death and upon the iman. That Nabi is saying, Yusuf al-Islam, tawaffani muslimu wa alhiqni bis-salihin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make sure that I die as a Muslim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, include me in the group of pious people. This is how humble Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam are. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ. Allah said, this story is also one of the stories which you people did not know. Allah said, I have narrated this story through Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to Rasulullah so that he can tell you. My dear brothers and sisters, I would highly urge upon you to read this story. Of course, I could not go in great detail because there are so many lessons to be learned in the story. And in this night when the halqa is short, I cannot go into it. But there are so many lessons that I think I should talk about, but the time is short. You should read this story with the explanation and tafsir in the book of Tafasir. And that's why, my dear brothers and sisters, I have been urging upon you that please, in this month of Ramadan, make a firm pledge that you are going to link your heart with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much to learn. So much to learn. And this, the story of Yusuf that I told you, you know, is just I summarized it. But if you go into the detail, you know, you'll find that there are so many nasihat and so many ibrat and so many lessons to be learned. But for that, brothers, you have to take out time, read this book of ahadith, go and join those halqas where tafsir is being explained in great detail, so that your heart could be linked with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you and me understand this. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahu bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.